Hello and welcome to the Pandia Arbitration Global podcast, where we're discussing with SMEs on how to help other SMEs. So we're learning from each other. Here today we've got Paul Smith, who is the Business Development Manager at Pinnacle House. Pinnacle House is effectively a business which rents out service office space to SMEs. But Paul has been fantastic in developing great one-to-one relationships with his tenants and understanding the problems and frustrations they go through, because many of his tenants are startups and are setting off business for the first time. Hello, Paul, and welcome to the podcast.
Good afternoon.
Perhaps we can have a little bit of chat about yourself and how you've ended up in this part of the world of business and what your current sort of stresses and challenges are.
Okay. So thanks for having me on again, Abs. Great to talk about this. I started off with 23 years in Waitrose and John Lewis. I did various departments across the company and also worked around the Norfolk and Cambridgeshire and Northamptonshire region in various shops. So started off in Norwich, went to Ely, worked in Newmarket, Stamford, Cambridge, Oundle, and also opened the new branch in Peterborough on Borges Boulevard. Stepped into this role due to some personal issues that my wife had. So stepped out of Waitrose and John Lewis into a selling office space, conference and meeting rooms, something that I had no experience previously. But obviously my current boss recognised that. He thought I'd be quite good at building relationships with people and selling stuff to people. So that's how I fell into where I am today.
Wait, were you scared of doing something a bit completely different from what you were doing before?
Oh yeah, definitely. Stepping into the unknown of even the smallest things, like how do I even go about selling office space to begin with? How do you go about marketing a product like Pinnacle House when no one knows you're here? The unknown of walking into a room of 20, 30, 40 people when no one knows who you are, what you do, and to a point you're pretty unsure of how you're going to sell this product, because no one sort of gives you a textbook and manual saying this is how you sell office space. You know, it's something you pick up through meeting people, and you trial what works well and what doesn't work so well, and you learn from it and adapt your style to suit certain people.
So how did you get it off the ground? So what were the things that you were doing to get people to know about Pinnacle House and where it was? And
so when I went for the first interview, it was at Bedford. Didn't know where the job was to such in Peterborough. So after the first interview, I got a second interview. So I actually came down and had a look at the centre before it was built. As I had to complete a marketing plan for how I was going to market and sell and do everything for Pinnacle House. So I wanted to know what I was actually selling. So I came down and had a look, looked at the offices, looked at the location, went and spoke to someone at the Allia, and got some feedback around what marketing had worked really well, what local networking would be really good for me, just some advice on how to get people to know me, how to get people to come and look at the products. That was the main thing.
So were you targeting local business groups? Was it all business networks?
I literally went for a 6 month period. I was literally out networking probably 4 to 6 hours a day, every day, meeting people, going to different networking groups, early morning, lunchtime, evening events, when we got some tenants in the building, I was still going out and doing B2B business shows, meeting people like that.
Right, interesting. So obviously when the building was open, there was no one here. And then over a period of a few months, you started sort of seeing people, you know, people coming in. And then you obviously had to look after them. So you've got the tenants in. And then, and then so what were the challenges to in terms of that?
So obviously going from having one tenant to having, say, 10 tenants obviously means that you've got to stay in the building a bit more because you've got tenants service, post to deliver, you've got tenants with issues, maybe things like that. Also, it made me more picky that I'd been in there for 6 months, so I kind of knew what network and groups were going to work for me. And luckily enough, I stumbled across BNI, and I managed to get BNI to come to Pinnacle House and hosted their events, which was bringing 20, 30 people each week into Pinnacle House, rather than having to actually go out and meet people to then get them to come to Pinnacle House. So finding the right networking group that was a fit for me was probably the most important thing, was finding something that really worked for me but was going to work for here as well.
Right, and now you've done 3 or 4 years, you've come across quite a few SME tenants, some of which have stayed on, some of which have left. What do you see in terms of getting to know your tenants and their business? What do you see the challenges that people faced, and where do you see that people went wrong in terms of, you've seen some businesses obviously not go so well and go under while you've been here as well?
I think the most thing with people that where the business doesn't quite go with the way they want it to go is organisation. I think possibly a scattergun approach to marketing, networking, that they haven't really got an idea of what they want to do. They want to know, they want to market, but you know, spending £5,000 on marketing is not the right way to go. You need to sort of speak to people and find out what to do. What I found from tenants is it's about adding value to the tenants that doesn't necessarily cost them anything apart from their time. So speaking to the tenants, finding out if there's a, few tenants got issues with social media or issues with HR, and then through the connections I've made, getting someone in that can add value and support the tenants, you know. And yeah, it will cost them some money down the line, but it's costing them money about something they've asked for support with. So I suppose it's adding value to the tenants that doesn't cost them anything.
Right. And what are the shortest time frames of people have come in, set up a business, not succeeded and left? What's the quickest you've seen?
We offer easy and easy out tenancy, so we can have someone pretty much in the same day. Right. We can move as quick as they want to move, basically. But we did have, I think the shortest one we've had here is we had a woman here for about 6 weeks, and just didn't really get organised, had some grand plans. I think she was doing a second job with launching the business on the side and just didn't work out with it. So, you know, was doing a full-time job or trying to launch her business. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, that's always a challenge, isn't it? When you're not focused fully, because you're sometimes when you do a business, you've got to be sort of all in or nothing, really. But it's also difficult to get income if you haven't got a job and your business is not earning anything. But it's interesting that they've then taken on the liabilities of rent, obviously, by getting an office here, paid that money out, and not be able to push with that. And what else did you? Do tenants moan about? What are the common complaints? Not about what you do, but it's about their business.
One of the biggest things, I think, which is great for you, is invoicing, late payments, suppliers paying on time, you know, how to go about doing it, advice on how to get payments in, that kind of thing. I think one of the biggest things is cash flow. Yeah. I think it's one of the biggest things I have is just cash flow, you know, especially small businesses. You know, £2,000 or £3,000 to a small business is not a lot of money to a big company, but for a small business, that's their payroll paid for and their office paid for the month.
Yeah, those are the kind of things we've tried to address in our book, Avoiding Cashflow Turbulence. So, you know, the common mistakes that businesses make in terms of not getting that balance between driving sales, the right kind of marketing expenditure, which is what you were talking about earlier, the scattergun approach, and then what you end up doing is not meeting your overheads. And the other problem is we see is people taking too much money out of their business too early before it's really definitely driven.
People sort of tend to try and run before they can walk, I think. You know, and I mean, they have these great plans, which are fantastic, but I think you need to sort of go sometimes less is more. You know, don't have your hand in 10 pies and do none of them. Have your hand in 2 pies, but do 2 pies really well, and then start your next pie afterwards.
Great. That's great advice, Paul. Well, thank you for coming on to the short podcast. We've enjoyed having you. We have best of luck with Pinnacle House. I hope it continues to flourish and grow. I'm sure under your leadership it will. And thank you to the listeners. Thank you.